USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House and Congress have restarted last-ditch talks toward a coronavirus relief deal that includes a second round of stimulus checks. White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow says President Trump is open to making a deal with Democrats.
President Trump actually has always said, I mean, I've heard him say it in the Oval, as far as the key elements are concerned, the checks, the unemployment assistance, the small business assistance, we've got to help airlines out, he would go further. He's always said that. He knows that we need as much power for economic recovery as possible.
Senators on the Senate Judiciary Committee are continuing to make opening statements in the confirmation hearing for Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett. Judicial Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham saying the nation's important business must continue even during the coronavirus pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
President Trump hitting the campaign trail on Monday. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Val Dior.
President Trump will host a rally in Central Florida in Sanford at 7 p.m. their time, his first campaign stop since his COVID diagnosis on October 1st. He's promised to make up for lost ground since the virus had him down for over a week. His first event since being released from the hospital was Saturday at the White House, a peaceful protest and a meeting to discuss law and order.
The man arrested on suspicion of first-degree murder after being photographed killing another man in Denver on Saturday did not have a license to be a security guard. A spokesman for the Denver Department of Excise and Licenses telling the CBS TV affiliate in Denver that a search through the department's records showed no record for an actively licensed security guard now or ever with the name of the suspect. Denver police saying the man was acting in a professional capacity and not part of a protest. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Republican Senator Kelly Loeffler of Georgia says she will introduce a resolution condemning House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for politicizing the 25th Amendment after the California Democrat announced last week a bill to create a commission on president capacity to determine whether the 25th Amendment would be needed. Pelosi, who has repeatedly questioned President Trump's fitness in office since he was diagnosed with the coronavirus, claims the legislation was not about the president. Republicans and the president, though, believe she's trying to politicize the amendment with just weeks before the November 3rd election. A governor is heading into quarantine after being exposed to someone with the coronavirus. USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki has the story.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear and his family are quarantining at home after being exposed to a member of their security detail who tested positive for coronavirus. The trooper drove with the governor on Saturday before finding out about his positive test. Beshear and his family have tested negative so far, but the governor says they've gone into quarantine out of caution. But he'll continue to do his daily coronavirus press conferences from an empty room in the governor's mansion.
But we want to make sure we're setting the example and that we're also keeping other people around us safe, that we're walking the walk, not just talking the talk. So we're here in an empty part of the mansion with just the two of us and a camera, and that's the way I'm going to be doing my 4 p.m.s at least through this week.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.